This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
44 years ago, researchers at an observatory in Puerto Rico
sent
our first radio message into space.
In 1974. That would have been ABBA. If you're going to send something into
Waterloo.
Space. Yeah, I would have put Frida in a rocket and blasted her off.
In the hope that, intelligence or, aliens might discover and decode it. It was our first attempt ever at communicating with aliens.
Do people not watch shows? We don't want them coming. they never come in peace.
Well, wait for this.
Or sometimes they come and probe. I never got that when I used to go, I've laid out the front of the grass in the middle of the desert. I've never been probed by an alien.
Well, when the message was, it was all these digits, right? And when it was arranged in a grid, it formed this picture.
Of what?
This is what the message did 44 years ago. It explained some fundamental facts about mathematics. Okay, people might want to know that. Aliens might want to know that.
We should have told them how to make a good martini. Now, that's got maths in it about measuring, It tells them all we're a bunch of drunks, so just if you're going to invade us, at least come after happy hour.
It explained our DNA, human DNA.
Oh, great. So we've given them all the weapons to come and destroy us. Here's how stupid we are with mass. Here's the way to kill us with some disease. What else did we tell them?
Here's something. It gave our planet's location in the solar system.
Let's put a sign up out the front. This way here.
And a picture of a human figure. So
Which one did they use? Because let's go back. If you would have come from the 1600s, and let's look at David.
Yeah.
I mean, it showed that we had big giant muscles but very small appendages. You know, I mean, what pitch? If I was going to send a pitch, I'd send Johnny Holmes. I mean, I'd want to say, listen, if you come anywhere near us, then we're going to outdo you. You know, at least then something where we look impressive. Yeah.
I agree. So, anyway, the message is going to take around 25,000 years to reach its destination.
And by then, the mathematics will be that. They'll be looking going, what are those idiots on about?
Yeah. So we've got to wait a bit longer to see if there's an answer. But what were they thinking, honestly?
Yeah, are you happy?
I don't know. What would you say? What would you, if you were sending a message to the aliens, what would you say, Tom?
I'd ask them how good their vodka was and can I borrow some? I mean, what else is, could you bring me an espresso martini? Yeah. Wouldn't that be nice if they arrived like that? I want little green men coming out serving me drinks.
But imagine like in the 25,000 years time, right? People are going to look back at this planet and go, oh my goodness, the guys on the planet then destroyed the Earth. They invited the aliens.
Oh, and then we won't be here.
We won't be here.
They'll come all the way down here. Yeah. And they'll probably be bringing me a cocktail or two. Yeah. Yeah. And then they'll go, oh, no, you're right.
What would you say, though? What would you say? I mean, I'd say just don't come. Keep away.
Why?
I don't know, because we're so silly.
Well, I actually find that quite surprising, considering you like the United Nations in dating. I just thought there'd be another one. There's not another continent left in this country. I'll just move on into outer space. Yeah.
Why not?
You'd love it. Yeah.
But it hasn't quite reached them yet, so we're still waiting.
We don't know where they are. They could have got it. You can't.
Someone might have intercepted it. You're right.
Yeah, it's like when you order Uber Eats. I mean, you don't always know where it is, but you know it's coming at you somewhere, isn't it? Yeah. And that's all that matters. Do you know we're talking to Jason and Dinah from the local Root Show here on Joy because they've been at the Arias?
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I don't care about who won, who lost. I couldn't give a hoot. All I care about is why the hell bloody Kylie Minogue wasn't nominated for an album. This is 30 years. I mean, at least give her a token.
Has she ever won an Aria?
Of course she has. She owns more. She owns more. She has to keep giving them back because Aria's can't afford to make more. So they said, please, Kylie, can I borrow another one? You know? But fancy not giving her one for that. Even a token one.
Yeah.
I mean, bitch.
She must be in some Hall of Fame
50,
or something.
You put out another one.
She must be in the Hall of Fame, isn't there?
She's not old enough for that. It's for only old birds like you, sweetheart. We're young.
She's older than me.
She might be. You know what? This is what my husband says as well. I'm older than him, and Kylie's older than you, but shit, it must be bad considering we look way much better than you do. I mean, see, I think it's worse. I would rather, be older but look younger.
Like those, you know how some people age, and as they age, they start to look better?
Yeah.
But, not so much.
Don't you love it when you see all those little 21-year-olds so cute and you think, oh, you'll be old and bald when you're 30?
Now, speaking of looking better, I'm a bit upset.
Why?
Because this is the end of the hottest dieting trend of 2018, intermittent fasting.
What do you mean intermittent?
Well, you know, it's the trend this year to start to fast and lose weight.
So intermittent fasting, that means when I'm hungry and it takes me 2.5 seconds to walk to the fridge, that's intermittent, isn't it? there was 3.5 seconds I didn't eat.
No, it sees you feasting within an 8-hour window.
Oh, God.
And then you fast for 16 hours.
But I don't have enough on me. I'd be angry. I'd get about 4 hours in and I'd want to kill somebody.
You must have a high metabolism. Well, I started doing it and I thought it was going okay, actually. But anyway, German scientists have debunked the whole theory. It's as part of the largest study into intermittent fasting to date. From the German Cancer Research Centre and Heidelberg University Hospital, they conducted this study and it found that intermittent fasting isn't superior to conventional calorie restriction diets in any way whatsoever.
Well, that sounds like normal. If you starve yourself, your body's going to think it's not getting food, so it's going to store all that protein into fat.
Well, that's
how it works.
But apparently this enables you to cleanse and then it kickstarts your metabolism when you start eating again as well.
Do you know,
this
is
what people were saying.
You've been listening to Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you not understand? This woman is not normal. I love her. Don't get me wrong. When she arrived on Glee, I just about wet my pants. She's like, but you watch Gwyneth Paltrow on movies, you let her try to sing sometimes, but you do not listen to any advice that she's given. She's not, she's from another universe. She's brought down by a spaceship, left here, and then eventually somebody will take her back.
A bit like, what's that chef that did the paleo thing? I've forgotten his name now.
Oh, not Paleo Pete.
Yeah. Have you ever been
to his place? It's the best sticks and rocks I've ever had. Yeah. Yeah, when he goes, there's like a sprinkle of sand. Yeah.
Well, anyway, so the result is that both diet models show the same level of improvements.
So I'm eating a muffin. Are you jealous? Because you're fasting? Are you fasting?
No. Well, no, I'm not. I stopped it after I read this research.
Oh, you're an idiot. So there you go. You read one research and you follow it. Now you read another one. And they're Germans. They're Germans. Have you ever been to Germany? There's only one good thing, dance floors and sex shops. Other than that, I don't know what the hell was in Germany.
And their sausages. Well, the scientists say...
Yeah, you're right, German sausage wasn't
They say it's time to accept that any form of reliable dieting can be good for the body. And they said specifically, just don't think that yours is better than somebody else's.
As my daughter will tell you, you know, there's a clear way, she's a doctor, to lose weight.
What's that?
Eat a little less, walk a little more. There's no other way to do it.
Tom, I've got to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought of snuggling up with a farm animal?
Have I?
Yeah.
No, but...
To, like to cuddle.
I thought you were talking about my husband. I thought you were going to call him a circus freak. Yeah. So that's really rude. Yeah, I thought, where are you going?
Nothing to do with Wayne.
Car now. Come here and he'll get you.
Nothing to do with Wayne.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about it, like snuggling up? Like think, oh, you know what, I'm feeling a bit, whatever, however your mental health is.
Going back to when we lived on the farm, I love when you get brand new baby lambs and you get to cuddle them in there. They're so cute.
They are lovely. Yeah. I was traumatised, though, because I had one die that was, you know.
Well, my children said they're traumatised because the one that we had, one of them, and it lost its mother, so we had to bottle feed it. And
right.
I said it's called, I forget, I think we called it lamb chops because we had to eat it. And the kids go, no, it's Bambi because they're feeding it with a bottle. And go, it's called lamb chops because we'll be eating it. Oh, we ate it 6 months later. Yeah.
Well, there's a new trend, cow cuddling.
No,
I'm not joking. It's taking off. And
I'm sure that's a button you hit on Grindr, isn't it? I mean, there's each to their own. Yeah.
No, it's true. It's a new wellness trend that's apparently sweeping the states. Remember there was it last year we had goat yoga?
Oh, goat. Oh, yes. I love it.
The goats stand on your back.
Get up on your back and, yeah.
And then we had cat yoga. I don't know what the cat yoga involved, though.
It sounds like pussy, so let's just move on.
Well, there's a farm in New York is offering this cow experience where you can spend time connecting with them, where you pet them, you brush them, play them, and you cuddle them.
Oh, that's really cute.
That is really cute. But you know what? How much it's going to cost? $400.
Mate, I can get a cow for that price and then I could cuddle it and then eat for the next 3 months. Do you not understand? $400 to cuddle a cow.
$400 for 90 minutes of cuddling. I'm not joking. This is fair dinkum.
Look, it's fine. You know, when we had the farm, we had a cow and I used to milk a cow every morning. So I've cuddled a cow, but...
Well, milking a cow is not the same as cuddling a cow.
Well, no. When she had one of her babies, the afterbirth didn't fall all the way. So
it's,
you know, what's connected to the baby and hadn't come out. So I rang the vet and said, so what do I do? You know, and he said to Tom, you know, $250 for me to come to you, but come to me and I can help you. $25 foaming pethogy, you'll be fixed. I said, cool, see you in 40 minutes. Me and the kids drove to town.
Right.
Locked the cow in a little pen so the flies couldn't get her. And then we get there and he pulls out this big giant yellow tablet and this glove, and he goes at least that far, and he pointed to his elbow.
Hang on, You had to get a yellow tablet.
He gave me this big giant yellow tablet and this plastic glove.
Right.
And then he says, you've at least got to insert it that far. And he put his hand past his elbow.
Where?
And I'm thinking, what are you on about? What do you mean, like, insert it that far? I'm thinking, like, I'm going to have to give the cow. Have you ever tried to give your dog a tablet? You know, put it down its throat, rub its neck, you know, hold its head up.
Or put it in a piece of meat and then open it and spit it out.
Yeah, you know, I think this cow weighs tons. You know, how am I going to hold its head up and get my down there? And he goes, no. And he pointed to the picture and its rear end and said, you need to insert your hand and at least go as far as the elbow. Well, I went, what? And went, oh, no.
What am I going to do?
So I rang my neighbour and said to him, he was an older cow cocky, and said, mate, you know, I've got to insert my hand, blah, blah, blah. And he said, no worries, we'll meet you down there. No, no, he called the whole neighbourhood. So there was about 15 cow cockies all standing on the fence to watch the little...
To watch you?
Yeah, watch the little gay boy with the children, you know, pretend to be a farmer. I thought, oh, my God, I've got to do this now. And your hand started to go in, like that. And
but Hank, the vet just pointed to a chart on the wall, so it didn't show you how to do it. Just said, hey, there's the chart.
There's a chart, and look, the picture had the side view and the in view and then an internal view, so you've kind of got to go in that bit to get to the unit. I'm not a vet, so I don't know. But I just know what hole I had to go in, how far I had to go, and I let go of it. Yeah.
And it worked?
Fine. Perfect. Cow's fine.
And the afterbirth came out afterwards?
2 minutes later.
And what did your audience do?
Cheered. Yeah.
Well done.
I was very impressed. I mean, I tell you what, I've got a date for the rest of the day. Let me just, those did, country boys were impressed.
Did the cow like you afterwards?
We're married now, 16 years later.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.